Good morning. This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church, and I'm here to holler at you about our Monday morning motivations. Truly, the Lord is good, and Jesus is Lord, and He's in total control of everything. We have to wait on Him, trust Him, rely on Him, and delight ourselves, as Psalm 37 says, in Him. But there is a verse in Psalm 37 that I want to pick up on this morning, and it deals with how God, through His promises, has promised not only our provisions and our promotions and our protections, but God has laid out, amen, certain things that He is going to take care of. The things we need to differentiate is what God says He's going to do and what we need to do. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. And many times we believe that these battles we get into, whether emotionally, psychologically, mentally, spiritually, we think the entire battle is ours. It's not always ours. Sometimes God wants us to be still and know that He is God, Psalm 46. But this morning in Psalm 37:23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. And though he fall, he will not permanently stumble. I want to deal with that. God has ordered our steps, meaning God has given us guidance. He's given us a predestination as to where we are to arrive. Let me stop, pause, park, and deal with that. So often we think our future is in our hands. So often we think it's us that have to make inroads in order for things to work out. And don't get me wrong, in to some degree we do. We got to put in so God, amen, can pull out. We understand that. We got to work. We got to pray. We got to sow. There's a lot of things that the Bible tells us we have to do. But listen to this, the steps of a good man, a saved man, somebody that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, God the Son, the steps of a good man, and that word steps means your guidance. Where God wants you to arrive, you're going to arrive. They're ordered by the Lord. How does God order our steps? He orders our steps sovereignly. We're going to end up where God wants us to end up. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can hinder it. Listen, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So it deals with guidance, but it also deals with goodness. Your final steps of goodness. God will determine the goodness that comes into your life. God will determine, amen, all of the blessings that you and I will embrace. So the guidance, and then there's goodness, and then guarded. The steps of a good man are ordered by God guards us from Satan, self, and sin. God guards us when we can't guard ourselves. And then finally, gladness. God gives us a guidance, a goodness, a guardness, and then He gives us a gladness. We end up with joy because God orders our steps. And today, God is ordering your steps. God is ordering by guidance, by goodness, by guarded, and by gladness. So what we need to do, as I preached yesterday, look up and not look in. Don't look out. Look up. Look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, because God is the one that's putting in an order for my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He is my sufficiency. He is my satisfaction. The Lord is good. And the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So as we close these Monday morning motivations today, we can say, God's got my back, God's got my future, God's got my present day. I'm in the hands of the Lord, not in the hands of man, not in the hands of circumstances, not in the hands of my history. I'm in the hands of the Lord. The steps, Psalm 37:23, of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So relax, sit back, chill out, and thank God for what he's going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.